I love watching football on Sundays. I'm going to watch this crappy Thursday night game tonight as well. Okay, it's the Broncos and the Saints.
I will not be partaking.
Cody will not be.
Unlikely I partake in that game.
I will watch.
You're not going to watch Bo Nix play?
I will watch, you know.
I have to watch him twice this year already. You want to make me watch him a third time?
But my question is not about tonight's game. It is the fact that everybody's trying to build up Sunday's game like it's so massive and like, man. That's like, my excitement level is like the same as it was for other games.
It's the same as the Saints?
Kind of.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Like, now that one's different. The Royals were playing at the same time, so the Saints are a bad example. But I hear
Falcons?
You. I was definitely more pumped for the Cincinnati game. More pumped for the Cincy or Baltimore game. Like, I guess what I'm getting at is the Chiefs to beat the Niners four times in a row. I understand it's unique that they've played in two Super Bowls over the last 5 years, and they were close games and an epic overtime win out in Vegas. It was an incredible game.
Like, not that long ago, man.
I know, and in Kyle Shanahan, I think, is a top five coach in this league. All that is true. All of it. Maybe it's because there's no Christian McCaffrey. I think some of it is the dominance. Like, for it to be this intense, oh my gosh, back and forth, intense, huge game. The Niners are 3-3. They don't have McCaffrey. The Chiefs have beat them four times, as I said already. Like, I guess it doesn't feel like this massive game. I'm more excited about the Bills game in a couple weeks. I'm more excited about the Texans game in December on Christmas Day or around Christmas or whatever it is. Like, that's way bigger than this. It's an NFC game for starters. That's part of the equation here. But yeah, it's like it's Sunday afternoon. Like, okay, I hope they get to 6-0, but like,
This is a team they had to get past two times in order to complete their dynasty.
We destroy them, though. The team is 4-0 in the last four matchups.
To your point, I think George Kittle and Debo Samuel, we're talking on Debo Samuel's podcast.
Yeah.
And what might be happening here is it's a bigger game for the 49ers.
Okay, I hear that.
Than it is for the Chiefs. Listen to them talk about playing the Chiefs.
It's going to be an outstanding matchup. You know, they undefeated, I think, still.
Yeah, yep. They're undefeated.
Playing at a high level. Niners playing at a high level. I think it's a great matchup.
Mahomes is Mahomes.
Sure.
He's amazing. Kelce just decided to get really hot like the last 2 weeks. He's
that's your guy.
Travis is amazing. Yeah, I love Trav. But so they've got that working out. They've got some major injuries on their team too, which is, you know, but they're still finding ways to win. And like, that's the hardest thing in the NFL is finding ways to win. Anytime you have Mahomes and Kelce though, you're probably going to find a way to win. And then I would also say this is probably the best defense we've gone against this season. Like, that's what, you know, we've talked about already in our tight end room. And they have a lot of really good playmakers out there. Chris Jones is an absolute monster.
Definitely.
And, like, can't leave him one-on-one. Like, he's going to probably get an Aaron Donald treatment where you just always slide to him, get four hands on him 24-7. I can't wait. Like, these are the games that you play football for. It's a game of the week. You got Tom Brady talking about it. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's going to be really fun.
And then they both talked about how they've never beaten Kansas City. Yeah, George Kittle beat him one preseason game. He said he didn't even play.
I definitely think there's more on the Niners side of like, hey, this team has owned us, and we're obviously tired of it. There's clearly respect level. I just like George Kittle anyway. Whether it was the mic'd up stuff after the first
Super
Bowl, just seems like a likable dude, good dude. Obviously, him and Travis are very close from the tight end you stuff and just otherwise. I think maybe that whole clip though is also why I don't feel it's a big game. You know, on one hand, We trash when they play Cincy or other when Cincy makes dumb comments like, who the hell do you think you guys are? Then I hear like a smart, intelligent thought from George Kittle.
They're one of the best defenses we play.
Matchup. You know what? It's hard for me to hate that. You're right. So that might be part of the reason why I don't like. I don't hate the 49ers.
Should hate the Chiefs.
Their fans should. It sounds like the players don't.
It doesn't sound like they do.
Because Cincinnati, like the point of the domination is, when's the last time Cincinnati beat the Chiefs, man? Like, I mean, the record's starting to get pretty lopsided in that matchup, too, Gold. Like, I understand they still got one big game against them several years ago, but they haven't beaten the Chiefs in a while either. I mean, it's starting to get kind of spread out on that end. At least the Bills are still getting some regular season ones against Kansas City. And some of it is the quarterback. You know what some of it is? The quarterback matchup. If the San Francisco 49ers had a top six quarterback in the NFL, I also think that would add to it. Because you're still kind of unsure about what Brock Purdy is. It's not Mahomes versus blank. The other two you mentioned, it's Mahomes versus Allen. It's Mahomes versus Stroud. It's Mahomes versus Burrow. It still adds some juice. We know they're not on the same level as Patrick Mahomes, but we still view those quarterbacks differently than we view this. I do get a little bit, I would say more than I get like amped up, like this is different, this game means more, although I told you, I think this would be the single most impressive win they've had this season. I think a lot of it is I get nostalgic. I remember him hitting Chris Conley in the back of the end zone. Mm. I remember Jet Chip Wasp. I remember the final play to Mecole Hardman. The 49ers come around, and I just start getting nostalgic about all the great things that Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have done in their era that seemingly specifically involved the 49ers all the time.
So yours just, it brings back good memories whenever they play the 49ers. Okay,
that's
I hear that.
That's part of maybe why I like the game more, you know?
Yeah, it's just like, we've all had, whether even in non-playoff games, we've all had the week as fans and for the, you know, the Chiefs or for any, whatever team you root for, whether it's NFL and or college, a big college basketball game, whatever, we're like, you know it feels different that week. And I'm just telling you, I don't
like
have...
Like Kansas UNC coming up in November or whatever.
Or Chiefs Bills or hell, even Kansas, obviously Chiefs Ravens to open up the season. Like, you just know, like, that week feels different. And I'm just telling you, me personally, this doesn't... I don't have that vibe.
I feel better about it than Saints or Falcons, but those are also two NFC teams. Yeah. And at least this one I know has competed for a championship multiple times. The other... Does the slate change anything for you? Because I saw... Who was it? Our guy, Vinny Pasquantino.
Oh, Jets and Steelers.
Our NFL insider who's... taking a little offseason time. We'll allow him that. Mm-hmm. Our NFL insider was complaining that Chiefs 49ers wasn't in primetime. Wasn't Sunday night football. He was surprised to see that Jets Steelers was getting
Tom
the prime
Brady.
Billing.
Fox wants Tom Brady, parlor of the Raiders, calling that game.
That might be the most intriguing part, I'll be honest, because after hearing them talk, they're like the Buffalo Bills, where even if the Bills...
They respect each other.
If the Niners beat the Chiefs, you're not going to... I don't think you're going to hear anything from anybody about the game at all whatsoever. It doesn't matter. Where if the Ravens were to beat the Chiefs, you would have heard
they'd be chirping.
If the Bengals would have beaten the Chiefs, they would have said
something.
That's
right, Drew. I agree with you. I think that's a good point. Because that's kind of what I mean, though, by like, I don't sense like...
They hate each other.
There's not hate. There's like... The repercussions of a loss just don't feel that high. Like,
why don't the 49ers hate him, though? Why don't they hate him?
Right.
Why don't they talk the way the Ravens... Like, I mean, they should hate the Chiefs more than any of the other teams
we
just discussed. They have stopped them from winning a Super Bowl two different times. Maybe not every player on that team, but at least some players on that team twice. Other players on that team at least once. I mean, they should kind of hate him.
Because unlike the Eagles, when they lost to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl,
they
weren't complaining about the turf. I'll give the Niners respect on this. Other than not knowing the overtime rule thing, they usually don't complain after losses. Like, hey, no, they just fair and square. Like, they beat us, or they were better than us in this particular area. I think their coach is smart in terms of having his players and how they handle the media. I think their players are just very smart in terms of that. And they're just, there's the respect factor, but they're just not dumb enough to go out and make comments that put you in a really bad spot.
If there was anybody that would talk, I think maybe it would be Nick Bosa. If anybody were to say anything that would be like, I hate this team, maybe it's Bosa, maybe it's Fred Warner, but obviously, we haven't heard anything from those guys yet either. So.
Yeah, Shanahan just probably is part of, you know, someone brings up Shanahan runs a tight ship. I think that probably goes back to his dad, Mike Shanahan. Like, I'm sure because he, you know, his whole family has been coaches their whole life. Yeah. And maybe that's the old school mentality of like, basically, you know, you can don't be on social media talking crap kind of thing. That might be part of it.
The 49ers, a team who hasn't played particularly well this year, hasn't beaten a ton of great teams, has been inconsistent, and has had several major injuries themselves to deal with, similar to that as Kansas City. I always feel like this is like a testing marker. This is an undefeated team, a team that's owned your ass for years. You beat them, and then you can be like, we're fine, boys. Everything's good. No reason to pack up shop today. We're back to being the 49ers of old.
Right.
We'll see their ass in the Super Bowl. Everything's square and good. For the Chiefs, it's like if they lose this game, like I'm not going to think anything different of them unless they get absolutely boat raced in a particular area that exposes their flaw. Like they can't get a single pass to a wide receiver.
And that's probably part of it too. Is just like they're a 3-3 team. You know, like if this was the match of preseason, I thought there was a chance they would both be 5-0 or 4-1 or something. Maybe that's part of it as well. I mean, preseason, we did our Super Bowl predictions. I had them having another rematch. I had Chiefs 49ers, and I guess obviously there's nothing that tells me that can't still happen. But like, so maybe that's it. I viewed the Niners in higher regard than what to me they have shown to this point. So maybe that's why I also don't feel like it's as big of a game.
So from the text line, some people are mentioning the holding comments they were complaining about.
I guess there was one player. Who was that? There was one player that did that. The Eagles were chirping way more after. Was it Fred Warner? I don't know. Anyway.
Somebody mentioned Warner had a comment on the Super Bowls. But to me, I think that it's not necessarily complaining about the holding calls. I would have, if the game was as big of a deal, I think, as we think it should be for the Niners, I know George Kittle is boys with Travis Kelce, but I would have wanted him to say, I just want to win this. I want to win this game. I mean, like, we know that they want to win, but say it. You know, I want to win this game. I want to win this game badly because they're the team to beat. In the end, like, say it. Them not saying it, I think they're almost the Buffalo Bills. They're too respectful.
All of this that we're talking about, though, might actually directly point to the thing that's the most obvious. This is why they're the two best teams in the league. This is why they've been the two best franchises. They don't let that other stuff bother them. They don't, like, Andy Reid, like, you just want to know, like, from a media perspective, if you're in another city being like, oh, I hope the Chiefs give us some content this week, good luck. Yeah. Yeah. They're not going to say jack. They're not giving you some fuel or juice.
And they don't need to.
Justin Reid did it one time, and Andy Reid practically publicly flogged him for it. So, like, no.
Yeah.
No. They're just not the team. There might be a reason why these have been two of the most successful franchises over the last 5 years.